Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
President Robert Mugabe says he offered the late Vice President Joshua Mkrabuko Nkomo the presidency three times in 1980, but he refused, saying this showed Nkomo's humility, but Samin Zapu think otherwise.
I think when you look at the context of the post of the president immediately after independence, there is one thing you would immediately say about that. The offer was disingenuous, the offer was a mockery, the offer was nothing other than placating Dr. Nkomo.
Bulawayo residents welcome the relaxation of water rationing by the city council this season, but they are demanding a lasting solution to be found to address the city's perennial water woes.
As I talk now, we are having waters running in our taps, which actually explains and tells us clearly that the city council is actually relaxed, which is an exciting thing to all residents.
And thousands are expected to flock to commercial banks tomorrow seeking money for Christmas goodies following chaotic scenes at some banks in the past few weeks due to cash shortages.
It's a political story that bears a striking Shakespearean resemblance. But unlike the Roman general Julius Caesar, who turned down the crown three times, the story is about the late nationalist Joshua Mkrabuko Nkomo, who President Robert Mugabe revealed yesterday he three times refused to accept an offer to assume the presidency following Zimbabwe's independence in 1980. This is a piece of history that many ordinary people did not know. Officiating at the ceremony to honor Mr. Nkomo in Bulawayo yesterday, Mr. Mugabe said the decision by the late vice president and ZAPU leader showed he was a selfless politician. ZAPU officials told Studio 7 besides the fact that the post offered to Nkomo by Mr. Mugabe was ceremonial, there were other bigger reasons why he refused to take up the presidency, eventually assumed by the late Kenan Banana. We asked political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda what these other reasons could be.
I think when you look at the context of the post of the president immediately after independence, there is one thing you would immediately say about that. The offer was disingenuous, the offer was a mockery, the offer was nothing other than placating Dr. Nkomo. And I think we need to be very clear about that, that he was not one to be played around with or to be messed around with in a very clear manner like that. If you had respected Nkomo, you wouldn't have offered him the ceremonial post of the president at the time, given the amount of work that needed to be done to rebuild the country and to move things forward. And I think that this revelation is only possible by Mugabe now on the simple basis that people may have forgotten what the post entailed. We know that Kenan Banana eventually took over this post, and that his contribution to the country and history after independence is very insignificant. All he tried to do was to promote football and other things which Nkomo was not very keen on. And Nkomo was highly educated, highly political, and very experienced politically, and had at the time enjoyed massive support right across the breadth and length of the country.
Mr. Nkomo's comrades tell us that there are bigger reasons why he turned down the post, besides that it was an empty ceremonial post. What could be these bigger reasons?
I think the bigger reasons are very clear, that the party may have stopped Nkomo from accepting such an offer, seeing it as disingenuous and certainly condescending, and seeing it as a possibility for the party to be subsumed or subdued by ZANU-PF with Mugabe at the helm of government. So I think it is certainly clear to me that the party itself, other than Komo, had more to do with the decision of not accepting the post. But also the history of ZANLA and ZIPRA, the history of ZANU and ZAPU, will show you that it would have been nearly impossible for Nkomo to easily accept a subservient position to that of Mugabe. The two histories, the histories of Nkomo and Mugabe, are so different. The contributions to the liberation struggle are different. Nkomo went into prison much longer. Nkomo had been the heaviest enemy of the minority regime for the bulk of the time. Nkomo's forces had brought down two aeroplanes, which at the time was unheard of, and massive piece of work. Nkomo had a regular army, and Mugabe didn't have a regular army, he had a ragtag military sort of junta. And all those reasons have meant that Nkomo wanted something that's more organized, more dignified, and wanted to be able to manage even his forces, which he would not have been able to do under the basis of being a ceremonial president. He would have been precluded from participating in politics. Therefore, that would have precluded his party from participating in politics. People have to understand, offering Nkomo the post simply meant that he would have been accepting that he didn't need or didn't have a right to participate in politics, because the ceremonial president could not be partisan.
That was political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda on the line from Britain with Ntungameli Nkomo.